Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astral Mind 2012. I am your host. And tonight we're going to be doing the pendulum readings and ask some questions on the pendulum. And basically what it is, it's a 50 chart pendulum, and it goes into 50 questions regarding health, financial, relationship, past life, dental, essential oils. Essential oils are really good. I just want to go a little bit about essential oils. Essential oils are really good because it helps to lift the vibration of what you've been experiencing. Helps you get into a more positive state of mind. Also helps your health. A lot of it can also be used for weight loss. A lot of people use a lot of essential oils, and with my chart, I can pinpoint what essential oils would be good for you. Also, stones, what stones would be good for you. I can also do channeling, talking with spirit, using the pendulum. Also, if you'd like to play the lottery, I can also give lotto numbers, too. I can also find missing objects. That's also very good. So anyways, I'm going to go ahead and start with the first caller from the 813 area. You're on the air with Adrian. Hello. Well, it looks like we lost her. I don't know what happened there. But any callers that want to call in and get their pendulum chart reading tonight, you're welcome to call in. Or anybody would like to know a little bit about what would be good for you in the essential oils department, that would be also very good for you too. Let's just go ahead and use the master chart and see what the master chart, what message it has for us tonight. Okay, it says the best chart is to start with is, let's go ahead and check the master chart here. It's saying healing remedies, and that's chart 35. So we turn to page 35, which is healing remedies. Okay, so the remedies that would be the most beneficial for the people's mind, bodies, and spirits at this time is, and this will go ahead and tell you the remedies that people need right now with whatever, everything everybody's going through right now. Interesting. It's saying colon cleanses and color therapy. So what I'm getting is that a lot of people right now need to go through a colon cleanse, which will flush out anything that they've been eating or any blockages for this month. And it's also saying color therapy would be really good for a lot of people to learn to how colors can affect us in different ways. It can even affect our aura, our way of thinking, and how colors can affect us in different ways like that. It even explains why people even go through certain seizures with certain colors and lighting and different things like that. So it's kind of interesting how the chart can go into all that different information. It looks like our caller's back. Let's see if we can get the 813 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, 813. How can I help you tonight?
Hi, this is Sophia. Of course, I try to listen in, but I guess I would get picked, I think.
Oh, Sophia, how you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I thought I recognized your number. I wasn't sure if that was you or not.
Yeah, my cell phone dropped the first time, but I was trying to listen. I said, well, I guess I'll be able to say something this evening.
Oh, okay. And do you have a question for the chart tonight?
Yes, I do. Adrian, I actually met someone last week. Of course, I met him offline. His birthday is actually May 11th. He's actually a year older than I am because I'm born 72, and I'm just wondering what is in the cards for me. And his name is Kenny.
Okay, so you want to know what is your percentages and how connected you are with him?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, your percentage is very high with him. Right now it's at 55%.
Mm-hmm.
That means your connection with him is builded over the last couple of weeks. Have you been thinking about him a lot? Is that why?
Yes, and we talk just about almost every day because he's in the medical field.
Oh, okay.
So he's, you know, he can, because he's actually an x-ray tech, so, you know, I get to talk to him in the morning. Not too much at night because he does overtime, but when I can,
uh-huh.
He does call or either text me.
Oh, that's great. It looks like your connection is really well with him. Would you like to try any kind of essential oils that may help you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a pen and paper you can write these down?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's see. Essential oils are using different things, and we're going to be using this essential oil particularly for you and this person.
Okay.
So this is more for, like, love.
Okay.
And we're going to see what one would be good for you for that.
Okay.
So it's saying right now this body is in need of what essential oil?
Okay.
And it's saying you need lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger.
Mm-hmm.
And you need bay laurel.
And what is that, B-A-Y?
That's B-A-Y-L-A-U-R-E-L.
Okay.
So let's see what else you need. And you need tangerine.
Okay.
Now let's see to what degree is needed. It'll tell us the degree. And it's saying 40 degree. And it's
mm-hmm.
saying how often or how much you need. It's asking how much and how often. So let's see. We need to find out how much you need.
Okay.
So it's saying you need a full bottle of those mixed. You need to mix them or have
okay.
them mixed.
Okay.
And you need to take them four times. You need to take it about four times daily.
Okay.
In your meditation.
Okay.
And that will help to lift your vibration and connect with this person that you want to connect with.
Okay.
It'll keep those connections strong, because you want to keep them strong.
Okay. And you said 40 degrees. Okay.
Another thing is... we can can check into is we can also check into what makes you compatible with this person.
Okay.
So I'm going to check that right now. And it's saying right now it has to do with commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm getting is he a very committed person? When he says he's going to call you, he usually does.
Yeah, I mean, unless he gets busy, but he does. And most I get to talk to him in the morning or, you know, throughout while I'm at work when I can.
Mm-hmm.
Because since his work is high demand and I'm on the phone, I'm mostly high demand. So it's like mostly in the morning when I get to speak with him.
Okay. So he is pretty committed.
Yeah. If he doesn't call me exactly at that time, he will call. That's a good thing.
Okay.
Don't get
so commitment is commitment is what makes you compatible. The other thing that what makes you compatible is financial attraction.
Okay.
Somebody who's financially stable.
Yeah, you explain that to me very well.
And the other one is responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You like somebody who takes responsibility. Not just financially stable, but also somebody who takes responsibility and somebody who's committed. The other thing is physical health. You like people to be in good health. Somebody
okay.
that you don't have to take care of, you know.
Okay.
The other one is unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's pointing out all these things because that's all the things that you're looking for. And that's what you're attracting right now.
Okay.
So you're programming all these things that are going in his energy field, and you're programming it into him. So this is what he's going to become.
Yeah, because he's even been talking about relationships. I'm like, well, okay, oh, whoa, whoa. Like, okay, I'm ready for this, but can I get to know you just a little bit more? And he was like,
sure.
Do you believe I'm a first sight? And I'm like, yeah. Sort of, kind of. But I like to, you know, figure a person out first. But he's a year older, you know, than I am. So it's like, okay, cookie. Yeah, I was like, okay, I want this. But I'm like, can you give me a minute? Just slow out. You know, I don't want to hop in something and it's not what I think you're supposed to be.
Right.
You know, but he seems like he's a, you know, genuine and he's a real person. But the conversations that we have, you know, it's great.
Well, say if he's a loyal person, let's look here. Yeah, he is a loyal person. He's good. That's good. The other thing that we need to look into is what motivates him or what makes him compatible to you.
Okay.
One thing that he likes about you is that you have good self-esteem about yourself.
Yeah, that's me. I'm one of them Leos. I like to work.
Mm-hmm. He also likes the fact that you're in good physical health. Another big thing that he likes that makes him feel compatible to people is trust and safety issues.
Okay.
The other thing that attracts him to you has to do with some kind of karmic debt that you haven't paid off yet with him yet.
Okay.
This has to do with past life issues.
Okay.
Right now, you're kind of going through a cycle right now with your relationship. Mine is. The other thing he likes is when you're kind of when you're in a sharing mood.
Yes, I want to tell him or not.
Have you been sharing things with him?
Yeah, you know, especially in regards to, you know, my health and, you know, previous relationships that I've had.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. And you said that you're a Leo?
Yes, August 7th.
Oh, okay. That's probably why he likes about you is self-image. I think that Leos are very good at self-image. You know, hygiene and things like that, you know. You care about your image. Libras are like that, too. You know, they're all about beauty and fashion.
Yeah, I stay in the hair salon and feet.
So you are very good, very attractive to him. And he likes that about you. He has good intentions, okay, from the chart. What
okay.
I see in the chart, he has very good intentions. And
okay.
He's not a taker, he's a giver and a receiver. The only thing that he's having issues right now has to do with saying family issues. He's having a lot of family issues right now.
Okay. Because I know he had two kids, but I think one is 18 and the other one is 16.
Uh-huh.
So I know
that
could be what it is. Okay.
Yeah. Did he have an ex-wife? Was he married?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, it keeps going to her, too. Like, he's having troubles with her, too. And right now, I don't sense that she's paying any kind of child support, so he's kind of stuck with all that.
That's why I guess she told me he had to work so much. Because he has things he needs to take care of.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
And that's not really in my business to pry into that, but that's what I see in the chart. So.
Okay.
And I think that's the only thing that's really affecting your relationship. Other than that, everything personal, it looks really good. For your future.
Okay. And then I guess I'll just give him that time and whenever he makes his decision.
Uh-huh.
Because like I told him, I said, slow down. And you want to get
a fast one.
First.
He is a fast one.
Yeah, those bulls can be too fast.
Exactly. Is he Gemini?
A bull, Taurus, May 11th.
Oh yeah, Taurus are very stubborn.
Yeah, very.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know because I dated one and they're very stubborn. It's either their way or the highway, put it that way.
And I thought we Leos were like that, but maybe it is other signs out there like me.
Only problem is your sign is that way too.
Yeah, I know. Everything has, but I told him, he said, no, everything can't go. What's my I'm the only child. Trust me. Either it goes my way or it won't go at all.
Say, hey, don't mess with us Leos, man. We know best.
No. Once that name stands up on the back, no. That's a no-no. No, sir.
Okay. You don't mess around. Leos don't.
No. Mm-hmm. It's like walking across water. And hope you don't fall.
Exactly. And Leo will only give you one chance.
Yes, that is me. My girlfriend tell me I'm mean, but I tell them, I say, you get one chance in my life, and after that, I don't even know you. I may see you, don't even speak to you.
Exactly. We could be holding a gold mine, you know.
Yes, because I've lost a lot of good guy friends, you know, and then they try to come back, and I'm like, nope, not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Once it's done, it's done. No coming back. No.
Exactly.
Well, I will make sure I keep in contact with you in regards to this fellow.
I was going to call you tonight, but because I was thinking about you, but I was going to call you right before the show, but I knew you were going to call in, so.
That's ESP.
That is ESP.
Yes, sir. And night, so I have hours off because I've been running back and forth to the doctor this week. And, you know, I like to call in and listen, you know, during the week. Because when I get off from work, I can't because you're already offline.
It's awkward.
Yeah, so, and I'm on Eastern time zone, so I try to catch it, but by the time I get off, it's like, dog, I missed it, but I'll catch it during the week.
Well, I figured you'd be on anyway, so.
Hello? Hello?